Hello everyone, and welcome to another Windows 7 session here on Channel 9. With me today, Gavin and Dan. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Gavin Gear, and I'm a program manager working in the Core Operating System Division on the new sensor and location platform.
My name is Dan Polivy. I'm the lead program manager in the Core Operating System Division for Windows Sideshow and the sensor and location platform.
Cool. And my name is Yohar Kiyati. I'm the technical evangelist of Windows 7. So, Dan, we already had your session at PDC. Do you want to, you know, session a few words on that?
Yeah. So PDC was the first time that we got to publicly announce the new sensor and location platform for Windows 7. And here we are today to talk a little bit more about some of the capabilities that the platform has, the new features we're enabling, and to show off some pretty cool demos of things that you can do that's only available in Windows 7.
Yes, cool demos indeed. But before the demos,
Yes. Maybe
you guys can tell, so what's new in Windows 7 sensor and platform, sensor and location platform?
So we've seen a lot of interesting scenarios around sensors, everything from phones to PCs. Things like automatically switching orientation and automatically controlling your screen brightness level, things of that nature. But these implementations have typically been kind of vertical solutions specific to a particular PC or a particular type of sensor hardware or application, that kind of thing. In Windows 7, we're addressing this issue by providing native support for sensor and location devices in Windows.
So basically what we're trying to solve here is some sort of, if I had to use a specific type of sensor or device, I would have to know its specific API, and if there's a different device, I need to know his specific API, right? So how are we trying to solve that?
So what we're doing is we're providing standard interfaces. We're providing a standard device driver interface for integrating sensor hardware, and we're providing a standard set of application programming interfaces for sensor and location devices. So now, if you're a hardware manufacturer, you have a standardized way to integrate your software, or excuse me, your hardware with Windows. And if you're an application developer, you have a standardized way of discovering these sensors and using data from the sensors.
Cool, that's great. So what type of sensors are being supported?
Well, the platform is a general purpose platform. So we have a broad set of definitions for a wide variety of different sensor types that are well understood and used in industry. But there are a few key sort of categories of sensors that we're focusing on, namely location sensors, ambient light sensors, accelerometers, human presence detection, things of that nature.
Cool. And just to make sure, we're going to have a different session about location later on. Cool. So what can developer do with sensors in Windows 7?
Well, there are a couple sort of major classes of application scenarios that we're pretty excited about. The first would be related to the environment surrounding the PC and the PC's relationship to its environment. So things like the current lighting level and optimizing application content based on the lighting conditions. And I'll show a demo of that in a minute. Also things like the temperature and the PC's orientation with respect to the surroundings. Location awareness is another really exciting scenario. And Alec, the location PM, he'll talk about that in a separate video. But we've also got things like human presence detection. So what could we do with security and other types of features that can protect the user's privacy for their content and convenience features based on the user's proximity to the PC, things of that nature. So there's really a lot of different scenarios that are possible with this platform, including things like gaming scenarios using sensors for inputs for gaming, and I'll show an example of that with an XNA game sample in a minute as well.
Okay, cool. So this is very exciting. So what else can developer do with the sensor and platform location in Windows 7?
So the big advantage and the thing that you can now do with Windows 7 that you can't do, right? So if you look at, well, let me take a step back. If you look at how you build applications today, right, you design your application for a specific screen resolution, perhaps a certain type of input, whether it's keyboard and a mouse. And that's it. It's static. From every PC, whether it's large or small, desktop, notebook, you use it when you're on the road, you know, it all behaves the same way. It doesn't adapt. It doesn't know where you are. It doesn't know how you're using the PC, whether you're moving, whether you're holding it this way or that way. It doesn't know any of these things.
It doesn't react to its surroundings.
It can't react, right? So Windows 7, with the new sensor platform, it makes it really easy for developers to be able to get all this information about their environment. So now they can take that knowledge and use it in their applications to tailor the experience. So you have an improved experience no matter where the application is being used or how it's being used. So for example, you go from indoors to outdoors, and it just works. It's easier to see it when it's outdoors. It's easier to see it indoors without burning, you know, holes in your eyes because it's so bright, things like that. So there are a lot of benefits to being able to know, you know, what your environment is and how the PC is being used. And you can now do this with Windows 7, and it's, you know, very hard to do it today.
Yeah, very cool.
So one of the key opportunities that we have in this space is around ambient light sensors. And one of the things that we've done for Windows 7 is provide class driver support for ACPI ambient light sensors. So we're pushing our partners to implement light sensor support via ACPI. And that means that your screen brightness is automatically controlled. That's another feature that we've fully implemented in Windows 7. But applications can also connect to these light sensors and become light aware, like Dan was just mentioning. So when you step outdoors on Windows 7, laptops equipped with light sensors will automatically adjust the screen brightness. And that helps the user, you know, see the screen. But applications can turn up the dial for readability even further by optimizing their content.
Right.
And I'll show a demo of scaling content and adjusting contrast so that in combination with the automatic screen brightness, that computer is actually usable in more environments where it otherwise would not be.
But otherwise the user would have to opt in himself and do the modification manually to react to the changing in the surrounding. When you say there is a class, you have the native class for the ambient light sensor, does it mean that we took an additional step for the ambient light sensors functionality, right?
Right. We took basically what each ODM or OEM would have to implement on a per machine basis and did a generalized implementation of that for Windows 7. So if a laptop is equipped with a light sensor on Windows 7 and they have a WDDM compatible display driver, the functionality just works.
Just works. Cool. And we're going to have additional videos describing a little bit more in detail the architecture, the data reports, how the classes work inside. Cool.
Yeah.
This is great. So time for demos, maybe?
Yeah. So I know this video is aimed at developers, and I have good news. Developers can get started with our platform by obtaining one of these Windows 7 sensor development kits. And these development kits are kind of an all-in-one resource for starting to get to know the platform. We've got example code. We've got hardware here. This is a USB-based HID reference board by Freescale. It's got a 3D accelerometer. It's got an ambient light sensor. And it's also got two touch sensor arrays. So those are capacitive touch sensors that you can use for various functionality.
Excellent. So what are we going to show us?
So first I want to just show a visualization of the sensor data. So if we shake the board here, we can see the acceleration bars change, and we can use that acceleration data to determine orientation, user activity, vibration, things like that. The light sensor, if we cover the sensor up, we can see that level go down. We can see that level go back up. So this can be used to test drive the adaptive brightness feature, and we can also use this light sensor for some of the application-specific scenarios, which I'll show. And then we've got our touch sensor arrays here. So these can be used for human presence detection or as an input device, things like that.
Cool.
So that's what you can do with our diagnostic app. And we have full C++ source code for using the Win32.com API.
Excellent.
Which is inbox there. So we talked about ambient light sensors and adaptive brightness, and then in addition to that, the fact that applications can become light aware. And in order to illustrate that concept, we have a sample that we're including with this sensor development kit, which is a light aware MSDN reader, which is built on the RSS client. So we took that sample and we added light awareness to this sample. So if I've got the sensor covered up, we have a view here that represents a view optimized for indoor reading. So we've got favorable lighting conditions. We have no problem reading the small text. We have full color content here, and that works great when we're indoors. But if we progressively uncover the light sensor, we can expose this light sensor to increasing light levels. And I can even put a direct light source on this sensor and transition to an outdoor optimized view. So picture we've stepped outdoors and the screen brightness is maxed out because we need as much screen brightness as we can to read the content. But in addition to that, we've increased the scale of our content. We've also increased the contrast by transitioning to a black on white scheme rather than a full color scheme. So we feel like this is a really great opportunity for developers to add additional value in their applications to make them more usable in a wide variety of lighting conditions, that kind of thing.
Definitely. And that's the MSDN reader is a WPF, so it's a managed code.
Yep.
And the drivers are probably native, so you'll also demonstrate how we can bridge that. And so we have wrappers for that. We'll have them later on. We'll have a whole different discussion on that. And so this is very cool. There can be many, many implementation for a lot of developers and ISP users and a lot of application. There are many, handheld computers that are outdoors, indoors, for delivering packages and probably maybe even hospitals stepping in from different rooms with different lighting condition. This is very exciting.
Even just sitting on the bus.
Even just sitting on the bus, you're right, going to a tunnel and out. This is right. So this is all cool, but I know you have some really cool demos to show, right?
Yeah. So I mentioned the fact that we have an accelerometer on board here, and the next sample actually makes use of both the light sensor and the accelerometer. So what we've got here is a .NET sample built on the XNA Gaming Studio, and our evangelism team basically took that sample and implemented support for the car racing sample to include accelerometer support and ambient light sensor support. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. So what we've got here is the racing game, and we can.
So this is an XNA game.
Right? Yes.
This is from the starter kit from XNA Game Studio 3.
Correct. Yeah. So it's written in .NET. We'll talk more about the .NET interop story. So what we can do is we can start a game here, and if we tilt the board forward, the car will accelerate. If we tilt the car backwards, the car will decelerate or go in reverse. We can also tilt the board side to side to steer. And I'm still getting used to this game, but
you're a whole lot better driver than I am.
So it's quite fun because it's very intuitive, and it's kind of a natural interaction model for gaming. And this would work with any 3D accelerometer. So if we had a wireless accelerometer or one built into the enclosure of the PC, say we had a Slate PC, we could just tilt the whole PC.
Cool. And I think the ambient light sensor also works on this camera.
Yeah, so we can see the sky there. And if we cover up the light sensor, we can actually cause the environment to update relative to the environment around the PC there. So you can imagine all sorts of interesting interactions that you could build into a game with sensor functionality.
Definitely. Yes.
Make them more realistic.
Yes. Especially when it gets wet outside, right?
That's right.
Cool. So this is very nice. So you mentioned this is basically it's an XNA, it's a managed game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's written in .NET. So what's our story with .NET?
Well, so with the sensor development kit, there was a CD that contained a bunch of samples. Not the game, unfortunately, but a bunch of other samples that we showed you here today, as well as a .NET interop layer that we wrote that just does a simple bridge between our COM API and .NET. So we are working with our evangelism team to get some additional wrappers out there. And in the future, we are going to have some stuff hopefully available through the Windows SDK.
This is really, really exciting. So the game is excellent. The example with MSDN Reader is showing how it can change, heavenly, take your application and give it its own life as you change the surroundings. It's very exciting. Where can the audience get more information about it?
So the key place to go would be our Windows Hardware Developer Central site. Okay. So that's Microsoft.com WHDC sensors.
Cool.
And you can find information for sensors and the location platform there. And there's a link to our developers forum there. There's white papers about light sensors, the platform, and other like tech blogs, information like that. So it's kind of your one-stop shopping for Windows 7 sensor information.
Excellent.
Yes. There's one other stop that you may want to make. So if you weren't able to get one of the 3,000 kits that we gave away to lucky folks at PDC and WinHack this year, we are working to have them available online for purchase in early 2009.
Excellent.
So more information on when that is and where they are and how you can buy them will be available on the WHDC site that Gavin just mentioned.
Perfect. This has been really exciting, guys. Thank you a lot. We're going to have another video talking about just location, right?
Yeah.
Which is another part of the sensor and location platform. Any words for closure?
Well, I would just encourage people to take a look at the platform and start thinking about scenarios that they can start to implement. We do support virtualized sensors, so you don't necessarily need hardware to get started with the platform. And if you visit the WHDC site, you can learn more about those kinds of scenarios. So.
Excellent.
Yeah. We do have some tools in the Windows SDK, as Gavin said, so you don't actually need this dev kit in order to simulate light sensors and things like that. So go ahead and take a look at that code and see what you can do. There may be some incentives coming in the future to make it more attractive for you to do some very cool stuff and show us all the exciting things that you can now do when you know more about how the PC is being used.
Yes, this is definitely very exciting technology. It opened a lot of new possibilities for everyone. Yeah. And we're going to have additional videos coming up real soon talking about a little bit more about technology, architecture, all the goodies you mentioned in the SDK and everything. Excellent. So with that, I want to thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.